This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so easy.
Naomi Judd, whose family harmonies with daughter Winona turned them into Grammy-winning country stars, the Judds, has died at the age of 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley announced her death on Saturday, saying, "We are in unknown territory." The search for a missing Alabama inmate and a corrections officer continues Monday. The pair went missing Friday after Vicki White from the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office said she was taking unrelated inmate Casey White for a mental health evaluation at the county courthouse. But the officer and the inmate never arrived. Authorities are considering multiple scenarios. Was Vicki White overpowered and kidnapped by the 6'9" inmate, or did she assist him? USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
In New Mexico, the Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak Fire is currently the largest fire burning in the country. The fire surpassed 100,000 acres overnight. All of Mora is now under mandatory evacuations. Those leaving must take highways 433, 442, or 518 north to Taos. Those roads will be open for evacuation only, and no re-entry will be allowed. With the revelation many school districts across America are attempting to indoctrinate kids in the classroom, many parents want the funding for their kids to go to the choice of their schools and not simply the school district.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis blasted the Biden administration's Department of Education over a proposed regulation that would restrict federal funding for certain charter schools. Polis calling it confounding for the Education Department to limit public school choice by instituting new rules that would gut the federal charter schools program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For years, pediatricians have followed what they say is flawed guidance linking race to risk of urinary infection and newborn jaundice. In a new policy announced Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's putting all of its guidance under the microscope to eliminate race-based medicine. Joseph Wright, lead author of a new policy and chief health equity officer at the University of Maryland, says they'll re-examine the AAP treatment recommendations. President Trump held a rally in Greenwood, Nebraska over the weekend.
We grew the conservative movement into a working people's movement. The Republican Party is now a party of a lot of people, but working people more than maybe anybody else. And, you know, we've expanded this party to a level that's why they say we want the party, we want everything, we just don't want Trump. By the way, that's the liberal media saying that. That's not the people saying it. That's why we call it Trumpism without Trump. And we're never going back. Our movement must continue to pursue a populist and nationalistic.
We want Trump! 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 We want Trump!
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, this is not only a big crowd. Look at those beautiful fields of corn and everything. This is so beautiful. You're so lucky to be growing up. I've seen things where I grew up that are a little tough.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Bill Hotzenpiller, yes, from Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California, also the founder and the big jefecino of AmericanFaith.com, where you can check it out and be in the flow of the know. This is the news from a biblical worldview. If we've ever needed this, this is now when the truth has all but vapored, especially when it comes with mainstream media, because it's all about a specific ideology. And you say, well, Martinez, you know, everybody has it. Yes, I get that. But at least you have to know from the start, what is that filter? What is that ideology? What is the standard for which you report what's happening in our world? And what I've always loved about Phil is that he's not about to abandon the truth or that which is based on biblical standard. Phil, good to have you back. Did I say that okay, or did I misspeak in any way and misrepresent you?
I love it. Thank you so much, Bill. And, you know, I thought about a scripture while you're talking. It says in Proverbs, a false balance is an abomination unto the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And when you think about the imbalance of information that we have being fed to us through the media, we definitely have created this false balance in America. Mm-hmm. And if you can't get justice, which is what that scripture is really dealing with, how do we get justice? How do we get truth? How do we make good decisions? And I really believe that the ultimate answer to that is the Word of God. And then secondly, where we find news that we can at least make a decision for ourselves. And that's what we've tried to do with American Faith, is tried to say, hey, we're going to give you some information you're not getting in mainstream. And we're going to also lean in pretty hard to the Christian worldview so that you get a perspective that is different than what you're being fed on a daily basis.
Exactly. And Phil, interesting you should use that proverb, because that's what God had spoken to me after the 2020 elections. And that it's more than just the elections. It's what's happening at the border. It's what's happening with the way our government is spending money. It's what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. I mean, just go right on down the list. It's a manifestation at the very core of all this. It goes back to what God said. Look at, obey my commands. It'll go well with you. Do it your way. Good luck. And, you know, you would think that we would have enough experience, like defying the law of gravity, to say, hey, you know, maybe we better think twice here. But there is this movement afoot, and this happens, you know, throughout history, where people think they have a better idea. And and then you hear this laugh from heaven that the Bible talks about. It's like, you know, this is a joke. These people do not understand that everything about this world was designed and orchestrated with a definite plan that was controlled by God Almighty himself. Go ahead and kick at the goats. Go defy gravity. Go defy all these things. Go, you know, turn the world upside down and present a lie as a truth and see how that works for you. See how that's working for you right now. And here we are, you know, people have been, you know, scratching their head ever since the 2020 election took place. I've said it over and over again. I'll maintain it because it's the truth. It's what people ask me. They say, Bill, you know, what's wrong with you? Don't you believe that Joe Biden was legitimately elected? And my answer, my truthful answer is I don't know. And I think a lot of people don't know. Obviously, Rasmussen has it now, you know, close to 60%. And this is Democrats, Republicans, independents. It's equal opportunity. You talk about something bipartisan saying, look, there's something fishy that happened in the 2020 elections. And I know American Faith is talking about 2,000 mules. And I interviewed Dinesh D'Souza on Friday about the movie. And what this does, Phil, this brings, you know, to light the evidence that's been necessary all along, because initially with, you know, with all these other forces and I got to tell you, I think the world of Sidney Powell. I have interviewed her many times. I think she is a brilliant woman, and the complexity of everything that took place in order to select Joe Biden, so to speak, it was profound and overwhelming. And I don't think one person, Lynn Wood, anybody, 1,000 sworn affidavits of people saying there was something wrong here and this is what they presented. It just wasn't enough. I mean, even to think on its face that Joe Biden would get 11 million more votes than President Trump. President Trump even got 10 million more votes than he did the previous year, which is unheard of. And, you know, I think I told you when we were driving across the country from California to Florida, we went through 12 states and I only saw three. It was either, bumper stickers or signs for Joe. Only three. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to underestimate. I started watching because I was seeing everywhere. I saw Trump. I go, my goodness, this is just going to be phenomenal. I mean, to the point, Phil, even today, you still see signs for Trump. You see signs up there go, don't blame me. I voted for Trump. I mean, this is all over the place. So this movement is not going away. And to your point is that, God hates unequal weights and measurements, and the people hate it as well.
You're exactly right. And I think what we really is a different and positive form of totalitarianism that we had in the rise of the USSR, because right now it is just being nodded yes by the world what's happening here. And everybody says it doesn't make sense, but it really is total control. And, you know, I just recently pulled into a parking slot next to somebody, and you'd think this would be passed. A lady gets in her car with her mask on, pulled up herself, and I looked there and I said, you know what, this is totalitarian. This is right. Where control has gone beyond, first of all, the science, silly, beyond common sense, and it's now just marching to it that you don't even understand, don't even want to understand, apparently, because it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of things you have to deal with, you know, when you're dealing with the idea of totalitarianism.
Well, you know, conditioning, you know, I've said before, I think it's 28 days to affect a habit, right? You got to do 28 days. You're doing the same thing. And here we are 2.5 years later. That's a lot of habit forming that was thrust upon the American people. And it's going to take a while. I mean, the brain damage. I mean, it's just like, wait a minute. Do you realize? I don't even think they realize the value of freedom because they gave it up so easily, Phil.
Well, and of all the people to come up with a disinformation board likened to Ministry of Truth, Joe Biden. I mean,
right.
I mean, it's pretty amazing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll see how that unfolds. That's going to be a disaster.
Well, it makes sense because, I mean, it's the way the Democrats think, sadly. I mean, because remember, Hillary Clinton was the one during the 2016 campaign that said, look, in America, we don't jail our political opponents. You know, we don't look into them. We don't make false statements. We don't spy on them. The very same. See, this is, and I talked to Dinesh about this because I said, you know, the interesting thing about convicts, if you listen to them, they self-indict. They always self-indict. And it is amazing to me, you know. And of course, You know, we can thank the mainstream media for just letting that ball fall to the ground. It's amazing. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay right where you are. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The aftereffects of the COVID-19 pandemic are being felt around the world, and India is no different. Fortunately, the Tide Ministry is blessed to have deeply committed partners there who have been able to adjust outreach programs on the ground to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. Our adult literacy programs in several regions of India were in jeopardy from lockdowns that banned group gatherings. Thankfully, the village teachers have come up with a creative solution by visiting individuals in their homes to teach them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. Maintaining connections with people facing hardships is so important to remind them that they're not alone and that they're not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We continue our conversation with the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil, here we've been warned that we're going to be facing a food crisis soon and very soon. I mean, of course, we see already the shelves starting to look a bit anemic, but they're saying this is just the beginning. And meanwhile, there's reports, reports of our food supply is on fire here. What is going on? We've got another food plant that catches fire in Virginia amid a wave of destroyed food facilities. Are we being set up?
Oh, absolutely. So let's kind of do the best kind of historical view we can with the time we have. So Tyson Foods provides about 6% of the U.S. beef. So we've got a plant that catches on fire in Kansas, which, you know, one plant doesn't seem to catch too much attention, right? A lot of stuff going on there. Just days later, another one hits, burns down in Atlanta. Okay, the trend continues in on April 13th. We've got one in California, April 19th, another one in Oregon. We're beginning to see this. At the same time, in March, fire wiped out a Walmart fulfillment center in Plainville, Indiana, taking care of the meat. Then we've got the East Conway beef and pork fire that took place on April 11th. And so, all total, there's been at least 16 of these take place. That's not counting the one you just referenced that just happened, in Virginia. Now, so let me give you a bird's eye view of this one. No pun intended here on all the chickens, bird flu going on, but, think about this.
Oh yeah, we that too as well. Bill Gates. Go ahead.
We got Bill Gates who buys up food and tries to convince us we need to eat synthetic meat. Well, that's interesting. It's also interesting that tied very deeply in with Bill Gates' World Economic Forum is actually the idol Shiva, the Hindu god, and so there is that the cow is sacred. So now we're trying to stop the production of beef. Okay, maybe there's a connection here. And then at the same time, you've got a scripture over in Timothy that says in the last days, men will forbid the eating of meat. But you remember the command to eat meat came right in Genesis chapter 9 when Noah got off the ark and God commanded them to eat meat. And I believe it was in response to the failed and the immorality that was taking place in Genesis 6 where God says, I've had enough. And there was that, you know, the daughters of men and the sons of God that interacted, and out of that came the Nephilim. So I think you have too many connections here with Bill Gates, with this Hinduism, the god Shiva, and so forth. I think there's a definite connection. I think this is intentional. Because what are statistically the odds of 16 plants catching on fire?
Yeah, now 17. Exactly. Yeah, and here it is, the perfect storm, because meanwhile, you've got Russia attacking, the third largest food basket in Europe, right? The third largest distributor of food, which is now, you know, already people in Europe are feeling the pain there. So what are we getting set up for a absolutely world-class epic famine that's going to take place?
Well, things don't happen accidentally. I mean, let's face it. You know, there's not many things that on this scale that are ever accidental. They're very intentional. And, again, it comes back to control. If I can control you, first of all, with a disease like COVID, and then secondly, I'm going to control you with food. And you're really kind of starting to get down to the core of everything that's basic, you know, that my comfort is disrupted, my economy is disrupted, my food is disrupted, you know, my world is disrupted, and that opens a door for more control. Oh, we can solve your problem. Don't worry about it. Let us help you through this process. And what was it Reagan said? You know, the scariest words are when the government says, I'm here to help.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I just got a tweet here from Tennessee Bob. He said three of those plants were attacked by an airplane. What does that tell you?
Interesting. That's pretty interesting.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, yeah, so there's, you know,
there's an agenda here and a strategy. There's no doubt about it.
Wow. Yeah, and again, see, Phil, this is why, you know, and you have been an expert in prophecy and where God is leading us. I mean, this has been a passion of yours and is mine, and this is kind of what has knitted us together over the years. And, you know, and this is my prayer and my ask of God going, wow, where do you want us to be right now in your prophetic time clock? What do those who are called by your name and still can hear your voice, what is your will for us right now? Because he gives us prophecy so that we would be prepared, that we would not get caught off guard. So how do you break that down, Phil?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm doing a study right now with on His Glory with Pastor Dave Scarlett, and we are going chapter by chapter through the book of Revelation. And so it just happens that tomorrow our recording will be on chapter 6, which, you know, if people are aware of it, that's the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And basically that whole scene opens, you know, with the four horsemen and the seals breaking and so forth. And what happens is you've got, you know, in the first seal that happens, the conqueror comes, you know, and he's on a white horse, but he's not Jesus on the white horse. He actually comes with a bow. Now, here's interesting. The word bow there in the Greek is the word toxin. In other words, something toxic. So he's going to come and he's going to conquer with something toxic. And then the second seal is opened, you know, and it says, come and see. And this is a fiery red horse. And it says it's going to take peace from the earth, that people are going to start killing each other on earth. So you see this man in humanity. Third one comes, you know, it looks the black horse. And here we go. Now we're getting down to the famine. So this is where I wanted to hit, is this third seal and this the black horse of famine. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the fourth one. We'll hit that fourth one real quick. And that's the pale horse. And now it says that a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and the beasts of the earth. So there's your four horsemen. You see it unfolding. If this is not the start of the end, it's pretty darn close. That's what I would say.
And I guess this is what many of us are sensing, Phil, because we're looking at these signs. And Jesus said, I mean, he admonished the people at times, says, gosh, you guys can figure out the weather. You see what's happening. He says, there will be signs at the end. And, you know, just as we have been conditioned for the negative, we've been conditioned for the positive if you've been in the Word of God. But if you have not been in the Word of God, this is all foreign. And you think, well, Bill and Phil are just, you know, they're, you know, developing a kid's movie here of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's too many things. There's too many currents of what I would call corruption that are happening, and the corrupting of our children. You know, I never thought I would say this, but Disney could actually be on the brink of failure, because there's a strong kickback on this one, a strong reaction. And I really believe if we see alternate options for kids come up, and I really believe we're going to start to see that. I think Ben Shapiro's got something going on there with that. I think you're going to see funding going that way. You know, we just had a meeting for Independent Learning Academy at our church for alternate education. And believe it or not, now this is a believe it or not, California is one of the friendliest states for homeschool.
Really?
It's one of the most complicated, difficult for public school, but one of the friendliest in the nation of all the states is California. And it was a decision made in the Ninth Circuit that in favor of it. And it's so well entrenched that it'd be almost impossible to untangle it. And how about that? God says, all right, walk away from the government-controlled schools. And here's an option for you with homeschool and learning centers where we can help equip your children. And we had a great turnout yesterday. And I think these are what we have to do. We have to think. Don't think about how you fix some of these things. Think about alternate universes, parallel universes that operate and strengthen. You know, there's the rule of the seven in the Jewish economy. The idea is a dollar does not change, I believe, the Jewish community until it changes hands with seven Jewish people. And that's part of the key of their prosperity. What Gentiles do is they look for the best deal, and they don't care about their brother. They don't care about their Christian brother.
Got to leave it there.
That has to change.
Bill Hotzenfeller, you're awesome. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
It's a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Take me back to yesterday when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so easy.
Naomi Judd, whose family harmonies with daughter Winona turned them into Grammy-winning country stars, the Judds, has died at the age of 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley announced her death on Saturday, saying, "We are in unknown territory." The search for a missing Alabama inmate and a corrections officer continues Monday. The pair went missing Friday after Vicki White from the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office said she was taking unrelated inmate Casey White for a mental health evaluation at the county courthouse, but the officer and the inmate never arrived. Authorities are considering multiple scenarios. Was Vicki White overpowered and kidnapped by the 6'9" inmate, or did she assist him? USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, you know, Mother's Day is for family get-togethers and celebrating mom, right? All in favor? Hey, if not, look at, you're away from the dinner table and you're away from all the good eats that mom has to offer. But here with tips for creating more time to honor mom is the lifestyle expert and influencer, Kathy Buscio, who is teaming up with KFC to share some quick and easy meal solutions and gift ideas. Kathy is a mom herself, former producer for Access Hollywood, and currently shares her expertise on shows like Today, Telemundo Un Nuevo, and here on Bill Martinez as well. Kathy, happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you, Bill. And you know what? All I want to do on Mother's Day is nothing. I want someone to worry about dinner. I want someone to basically just cater to me, because it's all about mom, right?
Sure, why not, Kathy? I think that's an easy ask, isn't it?
It is an easy ask, especially when KFC is handling the meal for you, right?
Right. Hey, well, what does Mother's Day mean to you, by the way?
You know, Mother's Day for me, it's all about spending time with my kids, but also I like to relax, maybe binge watch my favorite show, watch a movie. Like I said, I don't want to worry about dinner. No one's going to ask me any questions. It's funny, because when I was a producer at Access and I would do these interviews with celebrity moms, they want the exact same thing, right? Celebrities are just like us. They don't want to have to worry about dinner either. So this is what I want. I want to be able to sit with my family. I want to enjoy them, but I want everything to be done for me, starting with dinner. I don't want to worry about food.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole day. I mean, let it be all about you. Why not? I agree. I don't, you know, I think moms, gosh, what would it be like without moms? You know, you think about that for a moment. And I know there's some people out there, like my mom, you know, she passed here, about 5-6 years ago.
Mm.
And, you know, so Mother's Day, it's, even though she's not with us, she still is with us, because we remember Mom in a very, very special way, and we think about all the great food that she would do and things like that, and we also love, with nine kids, you know, they adored
right.
her, and you know, we love to spoil Mom, so
we
you know
do.
Moms are very special and deservedly so. And Kathy, for you, you know, your family, I pray they hear this, okay?
You know what, Bill? You're a guy after my heart. I lost my mom too when I was young, and Mother's Day is so extra special for me. And it's funny because one of the memories that I really have growing up, and I know it's silly and it's ironic because it is a KFC tie-in, but when I was little, my mom and my grandmother, we used to walk. I grew up in Miami. We used to walk to a KFC. I was a very picky eater, and I would love to go with them, and we would sit in the little tables in KFC, and I would order like 2-piece meal and have my corn and have my drink, and I was so happy. And I look back, and it's still one of my favorite memories of being with my mom and my grandmother. So I think absolutely, exactly what you said, they're with us. We want to honor them, you know. We honor their memories, and we get to do the same thing with our own children, right? And have create
right.
those special memories.
Exactly. Original or crispy?
Oh, extra crispy all the way.
You like extra crispy? I think that's what it's going to be like in heaven. You know, we're going to just have extra crispy KFC. There's no doubt about it. And I tell people also, I don't know, maybe this might be an offense to KFC because I can't remember if they serve Pepsi or Coke. But that's the other deal, too, is there's Coke in heaven. And there's chocolate chip with nuts, by the way.
Right. And by the way, the KFC chocolate chip cookies, by the way,
yes.
are really good. Are really good.
Okay.
I want those with my extra crispy heaven, all right, up there, too.
Oh, we're having too much fun.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk about some unique ways that we can make Mom feel special this year.
I'll tell you, they make it so easy for you. They're going to have Mother's Day. They come to you, right? We're going to do the Sides Lovers meal. This is what I love.
Oh,
not only
okay.
Mom is happy, but everybody in the family is happy, Bill. And you know that we have no children fighting or complaining. It is a good day. So
exactly.
that meal comes with 8 pieces of the extra crispy chicken tenders, or you can do 8 pieces of meat. You have 4 biscuits, and we all know how addicting those biscuits are, and 3 large sides. So we don't have to sacrifice the meal because everyone, again, it's happy, and it's all about Mom. All you have
exactly.
to do is order it online and get it delivered. So right there, you don't even have to worry about the logistics, right? We're going to order it. It's going to get delivered, or you can even do a quick pickup via the KFC app or KFC.com.
You know, and I love the idea here that you're setting into motion here, and I don't know if you quite heard yourself, but what I'm getting here is that, you know, Mother's Day is about the environment, and there's no fussing, there's no pouting. It's
yeah.
Mother's Day, right? So, you know, we save that for Father's Day. Mother's Day, we don't, we honor.
Leave all the pouting and the fighting for Dad, and Mom just has this glorious, you know, stress-free day where she gets to eat fried chicken and smell flowers, and it's just beautiful.
Yes, really. Hey, let's talk about the perfect Mother's Day gift, huh? What do you got?
I love that they partnered up. This is really unique. Are you ready for this? You're gonna love this, Bill. So they partnered up with Pro Flowers, and they are introducing what's called a KFC bouquet. So
ooh,
think part extra crispy chicken, part flowers, already smelling so good, right? So it is DIY, so you assemble it yourself, and it comes with skewers, and you put the chicken tenders in the Pro Flowers box. It even comes with a card, because I know, for me as a mom, I love my flowers. Cards
mm-hmm.
are mandatory, and I
yes.
love that they're doing this. And again, you have to just pre-order it, and we can get to those details in a minute, but I love the idea of these beautiful flowers as well, and having fun with it, right? It's such a unique, fun gift. It's memorable.
What a great idea. Can you imagine? I mean, you're walking down the street, you got bouquets, you know, of KFC and flowers, and you're the first on the block. I mean, you're going to start a craze here.
I am.
You know, because moms are going to go, hey, where's my bouquet, bucko? You know, what are you doing here?
We're trending with the bouquet. I love it. KFC and Pro Flowers are definitely trending. But I do have to tell you, Bill, I always say, order extra chicken, though. We don't want to eat the ones that are already
oh, yeah.
in the box. Those are just a smell, right? And
exactly.
they look gorgeous.
Yes. We're talking with Kathy Muccio, and we're having a good time. She's a lifestyle expert, and we're honoring moms, and she is a mom herself. She's been teaming up with KFC, and she's got these great ideas for us. Well, let's pause for just a moment, being since we got everybody all excited about the bouquets. How do we get our hands? How do we get one of those? How do we order it?
So between May 1st and May 3rd, you're going to pre-order your KFC Sides Lovers Meal for Mother's Day weekend. So this has to be early. And you can do it via the KFC app or KFC.com. You're going to get an email, and that email will have a code and a link to Pro Flowers. And then you get your free Kentucky Fried Bouquet. And then when you get home, you can assemble it and arrange it. You get the skewers, and then you're going to get the chicken that you have, and you're going to put it in the bouquet. And I mentioned order extra chicken because you want to eat the extra chicken, not the ones in the flowers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then you have the card, and you're going to tell mom how amazing and wonderful and glorious she is in her card. And you're going to win Mother's Day, basically. I mean, you're going to be the favorite child.
Without a doubt. I mean, and this is the thing, you know, sometimes gift giving for moms, sometimes there can be pressure. There's a lot of pressure there, right? Because you want mom to know that you really appreciate her, and it's almost like every year you got to come up with something, you know, a little bit better. So we just have to up the game a little bit. And what KFC has done here has made it really turnkey. I mean, okay, so you pre-order and then you spend a little bit of time. And I got to imagine, you know, the card and how you express your feelings toward your mom. Wow, that's...
the way I see it is my children can write, "I love you more than I love extra crispy fried chicken." And that's a win.
You see how easy it can be? We're even prompting you. I mean, we're giving you everything but the pen. So what else could you want?
What else? I mean, I'm making this so easy for you children.
Without a doubt. Okay, so again, remind everybody how they can order, what they need to do in order to behave themselves, you know, because we've already set the stage, right? No attitude, no fussing, no crying on Mother's Day. Only mothers get to cry. Just
only
mother,
mom
that's
gets
it.
To cry because she saw that bouquet and she's loving it. So you're going to get all that information on KFC.com, Bill, or KFC mobile app. You have to pre-order. Remember, you have to order between May 1st and 3rd. You're going to get that code. You're going to get that link. You're going to go to Pro Flowers, and you're going to get your free bouquet. And you are going to make magic at home and create a beautiful part chicken, part flowers bouquet from Pro Flowers.
And it'll be the most happiest Mother's Day ever. She's a TV host, lifestyle expert, producer, and influencer with over 20 years of television experience, Kathy Buccio. Kathy, happy Mother's Day to you. May this be the best one ever.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being on the show. Thanks for having me.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a 250,000 high-quality health plans. Providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Paul Acek going to join us in just a moment. The PluggedIn.com Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Family. So we got lots of things to talk about, including the passing of Naomi Judd. Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules that will be out this week. And, of course, Dean Cain's No Vacancy movie, I think, is coming out next week as well. So Paul joins us now. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. You're pinch hitting for Adam, a little bit under the weather here. So we pray that for a speedy healing, you know, for him and that things, you know, because we do serve an awesome God whose name is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. So we send forth his name that he would be healed immediately and be back with us. But meanwhile, always a joy to have you with us, Paul. Before we get deep into, you know, something, I just want to talk about some things in general when it comes to entertainment news that Naomi Judd had passed over the weekend. Sadly, they didn't get into exactly what happened. They just referred that it was a due to mental illness. And, of course, you know, here it is right on the eve of, you know, being honored. You know, great honor for, you know, all that her and her daughter, Naomi, had produced, you know, entertainment, musically, a string of number one hits in that. So we are with the Judd family as they grieve the loss of their mother, 76 years old, Naomi Judd. What a talent. And it's tough.
Yeah, it is truly, truly a tragedy. You know, I think that, the Judds were so influential over their long, long career. I remember hearing them as a kid just thinking that they were just, their vocals were just so tight. And the fact that it was a mother and a daughter, there was a kind of a nice little family, tinge to the whole relationship, I thought. You cannot overstate how, impactful they were, I think, in the world of country music, and they crossed over into the world of pop as well. So exactly. Her passing is definitely really, really sad.
Well, my recall, you know, having worked for a country station in Orange County, California, it wasn't Naomi that was there, but it was her daughter. And my goodness, how gracious Winona was to the people.
which is kind of typical of country music artists. They love their fans, and they will do everything for them. And I worked for this one radio station that had this car collection that was unbelievable, 300-plus cars that were totally restored. They were beautiful. And she had come by to take a look at the station. It was quite the show place. And the people knew, the audience knew that she was coming. And there were over 300 people lined up in the parking lot. And she came out. She came out and greeted each of them, took her time, took pictures, and she was just really, you know, just really special. Her whole attitude, and I think that was representative of, you know, the Judd family, just the way they treated their fans, and especially Naomi.
Yeah.
Naomi had such a connection with the fans as well.
She really did, and I think that the other thing that we need to remember as we go through this, obviously they didn't give an exact cause of death, but we do know that mental illness was a part of it. And and I think that when you're talking about the issue of mental illness, it's so easy to overlook it, to minimize it, to sort of push past, you know, people who are struggling with anxiety or depression or whatnot. But it can be a very, very, very serious condition indeed, and it can truly kill. So it's something to be mindful of, I think, as we go through this season. And as we look at our own friends and family and loved ones who might be dealing with some really serious issues of their own, to come alongside them and help.
And it's been difficult, Paul, like you said. I mean, this pandemic, you know, people getting locked down, the world is being turned upside down. It's not the same as it was last year or 5 years ago. And this is really shocking for people. So, you know, we've got teenage suicide at record numbers. We still have the military, you know, 17 to 20 a day, you know, that's taking place. So, yes, you know, mental illness is there, and we see it on display. And it's just like, boy, if it doesn't bring you to your knees to say, okay, God, you know, this is happening on our watch. What can we do? You know, how do we co-labor with you? Because this is, after all, this is your creation, and your heart grieves as well. So what is our role in all this? You know, the Bible tells us an appropriate word. I say even a smile, sometimes just a gesture to somebody. You just never know what it's going to be to give them, you know, just a little bit of a lift and an engagement that, you know, they matter. And this is the importance of being present, is that every day, every moment is a present, as they say. And we can share that gift with others at what cost? It's nothing, Paul. You know, it really is nothing.
Yeah.
But can be so meaningful. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You know, I have dealt with mental illness in my own family. I've dealt with depression myself, all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that as I think about this issue, one of the things about mental illness is that it is an inherently isolating condition, right?
Yes,
one of the things that your brain tells you is that you're completely alone. And so as you come alongside people, that's really the key. Just what you were talking about is the idea of smiling, of engaging, of really entering into somebody's life. It doesn't have to be a huge gesture. You don't need to make a really serious conversation, but that can be really helpful too, of course. But the important thing is to make sure that the people in your life know that you're with them, know that you care about them, that you're not alone. And I think that that's really key.
No, it's a good point. I remember 1 year when I was in L.A. radio, we had a traveling softball team. We'd go out and do exhibition softball games. And, you know, we played even at Dodger Stadium, believe it or not. It was just a lot of fun. And one time we got together and played, you know, there was a group of celebrities that included Brian Wilson. And, you know, Brian's celebrated story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the first outings where he came out of his room after, you know, dealing with the depression they dealt with. And, you know, he was very, very sweet. And I just said, you know, welcome. It's just great to have you out here with us. I mean, this is really special. And as much as I knew and could appreciate, but you're exactly right. It's not like you have to go out and, you know, and try to save the world all at that one moment. That wasn't it. But just to be, you know, appropriate and supporting. And, you know, I was thrilled because I got a little bit of a grunt out of him. And maybe I connected a little bit, but these are the things. You know, it's just that, whether you're a big celebrity, whether you're just, an everyday Joe that's out there. And, of course, right now we see it throughout our world, the homelessness and mental illness and the things that are happening in these major cities across the country. It's heartbreaking. And if we're going to do anything about it, it comes with a lot of compassion and patience and love for your fellow man.
Mm.
You know,
yep,
and knowing that this is no mere mortal that you've come in contact, that God maybe brought you into your orbit for a specific reason to, be
absolutely
a difference, just to be a difference for that person. And, again, we're grieving for the Judd family, and our prayers are out for them. Now, we've got a couple of movies also I want to touch briefly with you on. Dinesh D'Souza's movie, which will be out this week, 2,000 Mules, which addresses, the voter fraud and the evidence that they present. Quite profound. I don't know if you've had a chance to see that yet, Paul, but I think it's going to be a relief for at least 60% of the electorate that says, they don't know if there was, it was outright fraud. They just sense it. And here for the first time, you're able to see some clear, undeniable evidence of the amount of fraud that took place. And it is much more than just a couple of dead people voting or something so inconsequential that causes the attorney general, former attorney general of our country, to say, well, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And you go, well, wait a minute, we've had people since the 60s, even before then, being, arrested and spending time in jail for voter fraud. So how do you get there, as the attorney general of the country saying there's no voter fraud? And this shows it quite plainly. And I think this is going to, calm some minds, because like anything, this is where the truth sets you free, right, that Jesus talked about. If you're dealing with the truth, then it just takes a big weight off of your shoulders. And then it's like, okay, now how do we deal with this now once we know the truth? So that's this is going to be an enlightening movie. And then also Dean Cain's movie, A True Story, No Vacancy. Did you get a chance to, comment on that one?
You know what? I am actually going to be watching No Vacancy today. So I will definitely have some stuff to talk about for that one. It does seem like I'm really looking forward to that movie particularly, because it sounds like it's a wonderful story about how a hotel sort of opens its doors to people who really need it. And I think that it can be a really moving story and really illustrate, I think, what Christians can and should be about more often, which is really being the quote unquote hands and feet of God, to really show the love and the grace to a world that desperately needs it, right? So I think that I'm really looking forward to checking that out for sure.
Yeah, and like you said, it is people of faith. I mean, this is a true story about a pastor that believed in the impossible. He believed in the God of the impossible. And because on its face, you look at it and, people are going, how are you going to do this? This is ridiculous. You can't afford this. And but he, as you'll see in the movie, and Dean Cain does a great job in playing the role of the pastor here. So I look forward to hearing your review about it later on. Paul Isay has been with us, the Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Paul. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go?